Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always magic in the air.
Acid Drifter is bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. Nelson Davis doesn't remember that song. He's not old enough to remember that song. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with my old friend and your new friend, maybe not so new. If you've seen him over the years, his handsome face has been on a lot of screens, a lot of small screens, especially across the networks over the years. Nelson Davis, ladies and gentlemen, is the... He is the president of the Making It Institute, also Davis Productions, and he was. If you're in California, you know all about Nelson Davis. Nelson, thanks again for being here. You don't remember the Drifters, do you? You're too young.
Oh no, I remember that song very, very, very well. I can hum it because I listened to it on a transistor radio.
There you go. Hey Nelson, we're talking about entrepreneurship, folks. Nelson is one of the experts in this area. He's plowed the ground that you need to do to prove that he knows the world of entrepreneurs. What do you think about entrepreneurship in the current period in America? Do you think it's more difficult or less? Or what do you think is the situation for entrepreneurs in America today?
Just a few points. Number one is that I see entrepreneurship as two levels. Number one, somebody simply wants to have a business, a singular small business for themselves. They're the sole owner, et cetera, et cetera. And that is sort of below the radar of the heavyweight entrepreneur world. You can start a business, depending on where you live, with fairly light regulations and so forth and so on. If you grow your company up to that 50 employees or larger, now you're playing on a different field, and it's more difficult in this regard. There is a raft of regulatory stuff that you have to deal with, a stack of paper filings that you have to deal with, and questions from various levels of government in your own town and state and so forth and so on, if you grow to that size. So that is the world of larger entrepreneurship, as you know, and if you get to 100 or 200 people, it can be truly intimidating. I visited late last year, with an early story from our television show, which is called Making It. And one of our early stories was a woman who, at the time I met her and we did a story on her, had around 12 employees in the personnel business, finding temporary help for various larger companies. And she worked so hard, and part of her family worked very hard, and that was beginning 20-some-odd years ago. And I visited with her last year to have coffee, and she'd grown from 12 employees to an international company managing personnel issues for companies across borders. She had now had 1,200 employees.
Wow.
And that was a whole other world. And she told me that day, she said, "I still have fun with what I do, Nelson. I enjoy offering the services that we do. But now I have to have a room full of people to simply administer the regulatory things."
Yeah,
so regulation is the heavy burden.
Well, and thank you. I'm glad you pointed that out because my longtime Brain Trust member, Wayne Cruz, he's the regulatory expert on the planet for what the government does to small business. He calls it dark matter. He calls it regulatory dark matter and the hidden tax. That's why it's so insidious, isn't it? Because we know what our taxes are costing us. We don't know how much our regulations are costing us because it comes out of us little bitty discrete pieces at a time, and maybe even before the price tag gets to us.
Yes. I yearn for that day, Jim. I yearn for hearing any politician of any consequence to simply stand up and acknowledge one simple thing, and that is that our country was built upon and our daily lives depend upon enterprise.
Right.
Without enterprise, there's no taxes to support that government structure.
That's right.
Without enterprise, there's no dreams among the young people who grow up and say, "I want to be," then fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
Without enterprise, communities shrink and shrivel. Go ahead.
No, that's well said. That is so well said, Nelson. I still love quoting Paul Tsongas, the junior senator from Massachusetts, the late Paul Tsongas, who told his party, I think it was either in 88 or 92, one of those conventions, he told his party, you cannot love the employee and hate the employer.
Correct. That is wise.
But we lost him too soon. We need those kinds of voices in Washington today. Now, the good news, and I'm not trying to carry his water for him, but it has to be reported that President Trump seems to be on that track. He told his agencies, if you start a new regulation, you have to get rid of two.
That's smart, because we when you visit D.C., as I have many times and probably you have as well, you walk around and see people in very nice clothing,
yep.
And it is, their jobs are to regulate and to sometimes
yeah.
have to dictate.
Well, regulating for them is job security.
So true.
And we also have to remember that the regulations don't come out of Congress. The laws come out of Congress. The regulations are the promulgation of those laws, and they come out of the agencies, and they're done by unelected people.
Very true. And I think everybody in business should visit Washington, truly,
yeah.
and get an appointment to go up to the Hill to visit your representative and walk around for a while, ask questions, listen, and observe. And you will return home, I think, inspired to do things in your community that have to do with fewer regulations, just making them smart and simple.
Yep.
That's what's needed, smart and simple.
Nelson, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website one more time, please.
NelsonDavis.com.
Nelson, will you come back soon? You did a good job today.
I loved being here with you, and I'd happily talk about the spirit of entrepreneurship anytime.
We'll do it again real soon. Nelson Davis, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened before in the history of the marketplace. Hi, this is Jim Blasingame, and I want to tell you about a new age that's emerging right now, the age of the customer. Until recently, you've run your business with 10,000-year-old age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But the original age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that are conveying control from your business to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem, but it's probably that you're going to market with age of the seller practices when your customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make the transition from old practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
If you run a business, you know your financial results are directly linked to the performance of your people. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every team wants to operate at peak performance, and now you can with the proven workforce optimization solution from Insperity. This powerful combination of HR and business solutions is the most comprehensive business performance offering in the marketplace, delivering administrative relief, better benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. And since your business is like no other, this solution is customized to fit your unique company needs. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com, that's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you. Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened in the history of the marketplace. This is Jim Blasingame, and I want to tell you about an emerging new age, the age of the customer. For 10,000 years, businesses operated with age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But that age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that convey control from you to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem. But it's probably that you're using age of the seller practices when customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make this transition from old practices to the ones that will help you meet those new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Wayne Cruz back on the show. Wayne's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Later this year, we'll celebrate his 19th anniversary. How about that? As a great member of our Brain Trust, he's Vice President for Policy, Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, author of the yearly report, 10,000 Commandments, which should be coming out anytime soon. Co-author of What's Yours is Mine, Open Access and the Rise of Infrastructure Socialism. That's an older book. And Copy Fights as well. That's another one he co-authored. And he's here to talk to us about the regulatory dark matter. Wayne Cruz, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thank you a lot for having me back.
Hey, Wayne, I was just talking to Nelson Davis, who over the last 20-something years, he had a show called Making It out in California where he conducted hundreds of interviews with entrepreneurs. He's been a small business owner for decades. He's been working with them out there for all these years. And he was just on the show. He's an old friend of mine. He was just on the show, and he said, and I asked him, I said, what is holding back entrepreneurs today? Now, he could have said technology, the big technology companies are competing. Nobody can compete against Amazon. Main Street's changing. The landscape is changing. Taxes are too high, globalization, the economy's soft. He could have said all those things, and he would have been right. But the first thing he wanted to go to was regulations.
Isn't that something?
He said, and he didn't know you were going to be on the show. He and I had never talked about this particular question before. I said, what do you think is holding back entrepreneurs? He said, I think it's regulations.
Yeah, well, I caught the tail end of that, and, you know, he mentioned, and you guys were talking about Washington, D.C., and every entrepreneur, every business person should visit Washington,
yep.
D.C.,
yep.
And how wonderfully people live around here. This is the area with 7 of the top 10 highest income zip codes in the
artificial
country.
Artificial economy.
It's
based on bizarro world rules.
Yeah, well, somebody said, well, you know, you've heard more than one people say that the more regulation there is and the more intervention there is, the better Washington does and the better things get here, which is totally twisted, and it's, you know, it turns things on their head.
Well, yeah, because the more regulations, the more people you got to have to administer it. And as I pointed out go ahead.
I was going to say, what you just said about his point, though, of regulation, there's a fellow, John Chisholm, he's a Silicon Valley entrepreneur you ought to have on your show, too. He's got a book called Unleash Your Inner Company. If you imagine just a sheet of white, you draw a tiny box up in the left-hand corner. In that box is all the apps and social media and everything that entrepreneurs are going into today. The rest of the sheet of paper is all the other regulated industries, you know, construction, hospitality, energy, that young people are not going into because of these regulatory barriers. It's very difficult already to be an employer. But to start something up new in this kind of environment is tough, and that's why.
Well, he was telling a story about a lady he interviewed first when she had 12 employees. She was doing helping people with their human resources.
Uh-huh.
She had 12 employees. He interviewed her 5 or so years later. She'd gone international. She had 1,200 employees.
Amazing.
She said, "I have rooms full of people who are just managing regulations."
Yeah. That's incredible, but it's true. And in the wake of the financial laws, Dodd-Frank and Sarbanes-Oxley, in the wake of the Obamacare legislation, getting very difficult. You know, one of the orders that Trump put out recently when he said, "I want to speed up pipelines, speed up bridges," and he said, "Let me know what the regulations are that are affecting you the most." There were just some stories this weekend of how that's starting to come together. And the biggest areas of regulation affecting businesses are environmental and labor and financial.
Right.
And the bulk of it is environmental regulations. Because
right.
I'm pretty sure that most of what he heard from were manufacturers.
Right.
But there are a lot of service industries, too, and this lady...
Including a bunch of regs by fiat from the Obama administration in the last 8 years. Not real regs, but regs by fiat that you've reported on before, which basically came out of a blog or a notice? No, what was it?
That's right. Well, what I noticed, Jim, over the past few years, you know, President Obama, he made a big point, even during his State of the Union address, that saying, "I have a pen and I have a phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And if Congress doesn't act, we will act."
And they did.
Very, very explicit about this. And a lot of his staff chiefs did the same thing. And I started looking at what he was doing. You know, he did delays on the immigration order.
Yep.
He changed the immigration orders. He did delays on the Obamacare orders with the employer mandate and then the individual penalty that would kick in and things of that sort.
13. He took care of 13 things. When we come back, I want to talk about those 13 things that he has taken.
Oh, great. Uh-huh.
And we're going to talk about the way he's approaching my idea of a sunset rule. Quick break, 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.